This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Our friend Kyle May is in from Fleet Feet, and you can check them out at fleetfeetdecaturil.com. Check out their social media. Anything we talk about today, all will be there. You know, we know him as an entrepreneur, a businessman, a guy with a quirky sense of humor, and now we can add bread maker to the
company. Heard about it. Sourdough specifically.
Well, how did
correct?
You hear about that?
I just threw the grapevine that he's a cultivator of yeast over there.
Yeah.
So I heard.
Who are you listening in with? Yeah, you're starting to like, you know, we just had this conversation and then you just repeated back the conversation, even though you're separated by a wall and glass and couldn't have heard our conversation.
No, he's probably heard it other avenues. My name's gotten out there.
Of course it has.
The sourdough world.
In the sourdough world.
On the scene, Brian.
Yeah. Didn't run into any conspiracies about the eclipse, but he was all in on the sourdough.
That's right.
So
not a conspiracy, Brian.
I didn't say it was. So what is the deal?
I started making sourdough like a year ago, and I had an extra loaf, so I thought I'd bring it in and let you try some.
All right. See, I have this weird thing about expiration dates and bread, and that's in like a Ziploc. Yeah. How long is that good?
I'd eat it by the weekend.
Gotta eat a loaf of bread by the weekend.
I bought a loaf of sourdough from Sam's Club. It had a 5-day shelf life.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, but that has all the preservatives
correct.
And stuff. So this
correct.
One's.
So you back it down a day or two. Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, seriously. Like the ingredients is water, flour, and salt.
Okay. And what got you started in this?
I saw all my friends were doing it during COVID, and I was really busy and couldn't during COVID, so I started last year.
Okay.
So,
and do you get peace of mind, relaxation? What do you get out of making?
It's really good. And then I like showing it off, and yeah, it's like now I'm getting like consistent, so I can have like the same loaves over and over. So it's I get the family eating it and stuff too. So I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of fun. It takes a little bit of time and planning, and it's not like super quick. It's like a couple day process, but not like a lot of time at each time. So yeah, it's kind of fun. And then there's a ton of other people doing it. So now people start asking me about sourdough. So it's like a whole click. Now your phone's going to blow up with Instagram stuff and things with sourdough recipes and all kinds of stuff. So sorry about that.
My phone's off. Okay. I'm protected. No, I'm just curious. Well, thanks. I mean, I appreciate the kind gesture. I just didn't know. How did you know he was a bread maker?
People talk.
What do you mean people talk?
I've offered my starter and word's gotten around.
Yeah. And so somebody was talking to me about the show and they like to listen to Kyle and they just bought a new bike and they're like, you're going to have to ask him about his bread. Have you had his bread yet? I'm like, what are you talking about? And sure enough, that was the first time I heard it. And I've heard it like two or three other times.
Okay.
So I got Brian today. I'll get you another time.
I'll take it. Yeah. All right. I'll make something with it.
I know I like sourdough bread. Why sourdough?
I don't know. That's just what they call it.
No, I mean, why that, you know, why not a rye or a wheat?
I thought you were asking for the definition of what it's called.
Well, I was intrigued with the whole starter thing. It's just you put water and flour out on your counter and it grabs yeast from the environment and like starts fermenting.
Yeah.
And like just the simplicity of it and everything was kind of cool to me.
Okay.
So, and just the science part of it.
Is that unique to sourdough or isn't that how all bread is made?
No, most bread has yeast.
Okay.
So this doesn't have yeast. It just uses natural yeast.
Okay.
So it's healthier and it's kind of cool.
Makes you wonder what you're breathing every day, doesn't it?
Yeah. Then you start making bread.
Just bread particles.
It's kind of yeasty in here.
Yeah.
My family gives me crap because it took me like 3 tries to get my starter going. So the first couple kept dying. So it's not as easy as it sounds.
I'm sure that it's not.
So it's been kind of fun.
Lindsay likes to bake and make stuff and I'm always amazed at you know the science behind it.
Yeah. So
okay.
I baked it Sunday afternoon. You're good through the weekend to try to get it down.
He said 5 days.
That's it. It's all right. So
what is it about, yeah, Lindsay's this way about expiration dates. It's just very blasé. It's like sort of, yeah, you know.
Well,
just,
whenever that's it starts growing stuff on it, then throw it out.
You can look at it, touch it, smell it.
And it hasn't been cut open yet, so it's even, it'll.
Oh, yeah.
It has
couple
a protective
weeks.
Shell.
That's just exactly right. So, all right.
Anyway.
Kyle's in from Fleet Feed on a Tuesday morning. The F1 race. I heard or read yesterday, the rumor is that Sergio asked for a 3-year contract extension in Japan. Now, all negotiations start at a certain point. I read that Christian Horner was receptive to the conversation, and Helmut Marko shut it down and laughed him out of the room. I hate Helmut Marko. I just let me tell you, I cannot. This guy has got to be wanted for like war crimes somewhere back in his young days
just
or something.
Name.
Just the behavior, the name, the attitude. I am now actively rooting for Sergio Perez to leave Red Bull.
Oh, wow. That's your driver, too. On
no,
your
but
team.
I mean, I want him to go. The team is mine because
he's
is there.
Okay.
I want him to go somewhere else.
Feel more appreciated.
No, I'm just saying, if you think it's so easy to be number two to Max Verstappen, who's been a good teammate, who got you at least in part that first world championship by the defensive driving against Lewis Hamilton while you were in the pit, good luck. Was it Albon? No. Was it Gasly? No. Was it anybody else that they've tried? No. Go somewhere else.
Yeah. And he's been driving really good this year.
It was 1/600. I mean, he was literally, there was no one, so you get 3-2s, you're number two in the points. What else are you going to get? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, yeah. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 18? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
How do you get better than second?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
But that's just what they do.
Where's Sainz going to go?
Newey's leaving.
Oh, yeah.
From what I heard. I mean, he's not going to sign another contract. They're all sick of the drama.
Yeah.
They got to get Jos Verstappen out of there. They got to get Marko out of there and let yes, he was right about Max Verstappen. And yes, 10 years later, he looks like a genius, but he's not driving the damn car.
Yeah. This year, it's already kind of, I think, set on some of how the results are going to pan out. Next year is going to be very interesting.
No, I don't think it's set at all. I think it's set on who's probably going to win every race.
Well, yeah.
Or at least be. But I think the exciting part is all the other stuff that's going on.
Second and third.
Look at Carlos Sainz. I couldn't be happier for that guy.
Yeah, it's awesome. Did you see like some of the camera footage or the cameramen like working on some stuff where they had Ricardo looking after he wrecked
Liam Lawson
out,
in the background.
Background. And then they had Carlos Sainz pit. Name and then it panned to Christian Horner.
Oh yeah,
and then it's like
it's brilliant storytelling.
Exactly what they're doing.
I love that.
All the drama.
This is literally a soap opera, and you can tune in like at any part of the year, just like a soap opera. The woman's still in the hospital bed. The storyline's still going on. It just never changes.
Yeah,
should come out of that coma season finale.
Yuki did good. Good
I was very happy for him
10.
In front of the hometown. Yeah,
I want one of the hats that they wear and.
The Red Bull hats were great. It was Japan.
No, like the big, the ones that they decorate.
Yeah, they put the Red Bull cans.
The fan ones.
Yeah, where they put like a race car on them. I like big like rice picking hats that they logoed up. Those were kind of cool. I'd wear one of those.
Yeah.
I don't know about a full car on my head.
I like the ones with the Red Bull cans, and they're all like very, the symmetry is all there and they've got it all lined up.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I like it.
All right. Did you do the eclipse yesterday?
Yeah. Should my eyes still be burning?
How'd you drive here?
Gutters didn't work.
One eye.
Through the little circles you said.
Yeah, it was cool. I feel like I probably should have done the whole totality thing because seeing pictures of that, what actually happened was pretty impressive. It didn't seem like it just got like a little dark, but then you put the little glasses on and like, holy crap, it's like covering a whole bunch of it. So that's pretty crazy.
All right. What's going on? What do you have?
So
showing off here today.
We have events and stuff. The big thing is the Brooks Ghost just updated. So I'm not supposed to post any images of this or that we can because it's not supposed to be out till May. So we got them early because they ran out of the current line, and it's probably one of the best selling shoes in run specialty.
Ghost has been around for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, and a very popular model. Now, what's the big difference between this edition and the ones before?
So it is such a popular model, they do not make wide sweeping changes on it. They just updated the foam a little bit. It's a little softer. I think they added a little bit more cushion and then brought some of the tread down a little bit, so it'll still hold up well, but it'll still be lighter than last year's version. And then I think the colors are great. I got a great like white one, a little off-white for the women, and then this kind of all dark one for the men's. That's going to go over really well. And then we have two colors in men's and women's, and then we have wides available right now too. So
okay, so you can't yesterday. Literally show anyone unless but they I come can. In and see them on the
correct.
Okay,
but I can sell them.
All right.
Isn't that weird?
No, that's a great seat. Don't bury the lead. You got a great selling point here.
Yeah.
These aren't available anywhere else.
Listen, you won't be able to see them till you go down there, but the women's shoe looks dynamite.
It's great looking, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It looks so light. It looks sleek. It doesn't look like it's almost a perfect looking shoe.
Now, is Nick able to describe it on the air? Is that okay?
I think.
Okay.
Not anybody from Brooks is listening in. So.
Yeah, I think the men's shoe looks good. I think it looks really solid.
No,
but that the women's colorway is, I think you're going to sell a lot
buy,
of those.
Buy a women's shoe.
Yeah.
So I did once. Quite a bit.
Still not even sure why we do this separate anymore.
Yeah, I did on accident buy some women's shoes before.
Yeah, it is a little bit different looking upper on it too. Yeah. So yeah, it's got a pretty big.
It's
change,
a smaller size too, but it looks lighter.
Step in size is going to be, or step in feel is going to be pretty similar to the old one. Maybe just a little softer because they can't change it too much because people would lose their minds.
All right, well you can't get it anywhere else.
No. Please go look at them. If you're legitimately, if you're in the market for a nice little athletic running shoe or whatever, you should check these out.
And they held price. They're still $140.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty good price for a really, really nice shoe.
All right. You had your Superfeet rep down last night.
Yeah. We've been doing some staff
what
clinics.
Does that look like when they come in and do a staff clinic, just out of curiosity?
Well, they bought something for us to eat. So immediately we're on board.
Food.
And then, just went over some of the history of Superfeet. Started like in the 70s out in Bellingham, Washington. And then they were doing a bunch of custom orthotics and realized that 80% of the population is good with like an over-the-counter option. So started doing that. And then went over just some of the different product and how to pick for customers and stuff like that. So, yeah, she did good. So it's nice to do that with some staff. We had a pretty good turnout for that. So, yeah.
All right. What's coming up? You got a lot. We're now in the month of April, which is almost hard to believe. But you got your Earth Day Fun Run Walk Neighborhood Cleanup coming up on April 22nd.
Yep. So 5 p.m. show up and walk around and help clean up some of the neighborhood. It's in conjunction. I think Earth Day is that day. So we've been doing that the last few years to try to make the neighborhood look a little bit better. And then in May is our 10-year anniversary. So May 4th at 8 a.m., we're going to do a 10K birthday fun run. See that? 10 years, 10K. So that's going to be at 8 a.m. So you can sign up for that. And we'll do like a nice little loop around the area. So 10K is 6.4 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. And then the big luau.
Yeah, so into May, we're going to do a party at Door 4 for our 10-year anniversary. We'll get more info out on that hopefully soon. So that'll be a good time. No run or anything. Just show up and have a party.
All right, and then there's also, what's the Trail Glow 5K over at Allerton Park?
Yeah, so is that this week? No, next weekend, April 19th and 20th, Allerton Park has like a two-day thing. So they got like in the evening, you can do like a 5K at night. So they light up the trail and stuff.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And then the next day they got a 10K and a half marathon. So that's April 19th and 20th at Allerton Park. And then the following weekend, a bunch of our training programs and other people from Decatur getting ready for the Christie Clinic half marathon, and 10K over in Champaign.
All right. So talk to me a little bit about product.
6.2 miles for a 10K. My wife just texted me.
Yeah, there you go. What do you know?
Sorry.
Mass we know who the thing. Runner in the family is.
Yeah, she pays attention. Yeah. She just ran this morning. So,
All right.
Park runs, yeah, they're kicking off in June.
There's a lot of fun. If you haven't been over to Allerton, that's just a great, you can go over and do the Glow Trail Run, but go during the day and see that place. It's just amazing. There's so many people that I know that just have no idea or have never been. It's astonishing to me.
They're walking through the woods and all of a sudden there's a statue.
Statue. It's great.
Yeah.
All right. So talk to me a little bit about product. I walk in. Obviously, the new Brooks Ghosts are out and you're not. You're the only one that has them. So,
well, there might be another store.
But. Well, I'm just saying you're the only one here that has them. And they're not. It's so secret they can't post images of it and you could be wearing it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
What else does the overall inventory look like? Pretty good. I mean, 10 years into this, you've been doing it a long time.
Dude, the product is amazing. Like, yeah, 10 years now. I started carrying shoes at the bike shop before that a little bit. Some stuff, like every brand now usually had a dog or something a little weird, but man, everything's popping right now. Like, Brooks is killing it still. All the Hoka stuff's great. On has some great product that's actually like really nice and fun to run in and stuff, not just cool looking. New Balance stuff is all, yeah, everybody has some great product that's out right now for you to pick from. So yeah, we'll do our fit process, we'll scan you, check your foot size and shape, do the pressure analysis, and we'll help recommend shoes.
Right, but now this doesn't take a long time either, though. I know it sounds like a whole process, but this is a pretty quick thing to come in and do,
30
right?
seconds to a minute to get it all done.
Yeah. It's like standing on a scale.
No, I think we should probably describe that because I think sometimes people hear that and they might go, oh, that sounds like a lot. It's like, no, you just come in, they scan, and then you can, they'll email it to you where you can look at the images and like see everything, and you go, oh, I have like no arch.
Right, or, you know, a wider toe box or whatever, and they can find corresponding shoes that match up to those generic profiles.
Or my left foot's 9.5 and my right foot's a 9.
Yep. It's pretty rare whenever that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's usually some weird stuff. Sometimes it solidifies what people think. Sometimes you have to argue with them that they actually need a bigger size than what they think.
Why is that?
Even though I don't know. It's like, I wore a size 8 in high school. I shouldn't be in a size 9. It's like, yeah, things change. Like,
or you probably were wearing the wrong size in high school.
Like, as we get older, things stretch out. And actually, women, like, whenever they have kids, cartilage stretches out in their feet, too. So, feet size change. So get fit and make sure that we're putting you in the right one and we can help narrow down the wall for you. But yeah, there's some great stuff out in the footwear world right now. So,
all right, we got to run.
Like, good ones to choose from.
FleetFeetDecaturIL.com. Check them out. Hours of operation quickly.
10 to 6 through the week and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. We open an hour earlier for the summer.
Check out their webpage or their Facebook, social media, Instagram for all the events that are coming up, and check out the new Brooks Ghost.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.